We have a couple of things to do, including we need to talk, do a little browser style.
Yeah, this is something
talk about self-driving cars. Now, but
I brought this up knowing that it was a little bit against our policy.
But this isn't just an opportunity to geek out at self-driving cars like the browsers do. This is actually an interesting moment, isn't it?
Why would you say actually, as if we don't ever have interesting moments?
Well related to the driverless cars, we rarely have interesting moments.
Yeah, or if we're talking about the browsers, it's rarely interesting.
Hey, the Google car did another 5 kajillion miles accident-free.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Let's get a cake.
What I didn't know is that they were battling. Now, other companies are trying to figure out, obviously.
There are a few companies in California that are running driverless cars.
Google has the most cars on the road right now. How many would you guess are on the road right now?
Oh, Google, I don't know. 25, 30?
It's 20. I thought I would, because they always brag about how many millions of miles they've done. I always just assumed it was 150, like just an army of cars. But there's 20 on the road for Google. Delphi, or is it Delphi? I think it's Delphi. They have another set, and they use Audi as their provider for the cars that they modify. And Google uses Lexus modified cars that are their self-driving vehicles. Now, they're on the road, and a perfect storm hits because they're on these California roads, and this Delphi car is trying to change lanes, and the Google car, a Google car is right next to it.
Yeah.
And it starts to come over
when
the Delphi car had started to come over. And the Delphi car actually recognized what was going on and corrected itself and got back in the lane. Now, humans do that a lot. Do you see that sometimes? You're like, this guy's coming over, and I am too. I notice he's got his light on. He's not seeing me. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'll stay in my lane for a minute.
Yeah.
And this is what happened with the robot car. Now, the headline was, Google self-driving car cuts off self-driving Audi. Now, the reality was, the headline should be, self-driving cars avoid accident with each other.
Yes.
Because the computers are working.
Yes.
Now, that should be an encouraging thing.
Because if a Delphi employee had cut off a Google employee, there would have been an accident.
Right.
But with the self-driving cars, there was no accident.
Now, inevitably, I don't think that self-driving cars are introducing an accident-free world, a car crash-free world. I don't think that's the case. But
I do, but nevertheless.
But I do think that there will be accidents. And there is this mix of robots and computers driving a car, some humans driving cars, and then robot-on-robot accidents, okay?
Okay.
And this article, to me, the most amazing thing was, what are you going to do if that Google car that you own that's driving you to work crashes into the Delphi car that the rich guy who owns the Audi is driving to work?
So you think that, whoa, hold on a minute, though. What if we saw in the self-driving world, what if you could pay for priority upgrade in contested lane changes?
Ooh.
So like you pay extra money.
So like having the little pass, like the HOV lane pass here, you've also got priority lane change.
Merge priority.
Nice.
So you can cut off whoever you want because you paid for it. So you can cut off all the poor people.
I love it.
You could do that. That's one way that the rich could... have a really nice time with self-driving cars. What would that money go to, though? You let the rich pay for priority on the roads.
All right,
where do you put that money?
Yeah, I don't know, but I just thought it was an interesting thought of how are we supposed to figure out, because in the end, if the robots crash into each other, or if your robot car crashes into somebody. Obviously, and if you can prove that it's your fault, but in the robot world, how are you supposed to prove who's at fault?
Well, you just program the robots to admit fault. What you do is you buy a special programming upgrade where your car never has to admit fault. So no, this could be one way that we could show our thanks to the job creators. We could give them an upgrade so that every accident is the fault of the poor person, and that way we can say thank you to the job creators by just kind of, accepting all the responsibility on ourselves. So you pay for the extra programming chip so that your car never accepts responsibility.
Another upgrade, Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
If the car can sense if somebody driving next to them is uninsured, and it immediately explodes the car. uninsured motorist, right? Yeah. So anyway, I just thought it was an interesting thought that in the future, they're going to have to figure out law-wise. And I would suggest that these cars, I mean, these self-driving cars have been doing millions and millions of miles without accidents. And we get this report that there was almost an accident that was avoided by these collision systems. But I guarantee that as far as these cars have come, we still don't have any of our lawmakers even giving hardly any time to what actual laws are going to have to go in place for us to be able to drive
these cars fine. Safely. Hey, speaking of cars, seriously, Thursday night in 1 week, we'll be at the Cache Valley Cruise Inn. The Cache Valley Cruise Inn is up at the Logan Fair Park.
And that's where we're going to be.
That's where we're going to be.
I love
we're doing
it.